Hey, Kareen.
Hi, Tari.
It's another show here on Angel Coaches, so I'm pretty excited about it tonight. I know you and I were really considering on something that would be help a lot of us about tonight.
Yes, tonight is about creating inner peace, and how do we do that? So we're going to be speaking about the so-called voice of knowledge that resides in our heads, but really it's what I call the little liar that just constantly is like a little chatterbox that's in our head that talks to us every day about who we are, what we should do, what we believe in. And it's like the little buzzing noise, you know, like that you hear in the background. Like if you're in a place and you hear this buzzing noise, and then all of a sudden you get used to it, and you no longer kind of you are aware of it, and it's still buzzing. But all of a sudden, when it stops, you're like, you're like, this feels good, right? When we can quiet that inner voice, that little liar that is speaking to us in our heads, we no longer, it doesn't rule our lives anymore, and we become authentic again. And that is what you call inner peace. It's the buzzing that stops in our head, and we can kind of sigh with relief and now become authentic, and that is inner peace. So that's what we're talking about today.
You know, I think that's pretty cool because you and I were chatting a little earlier, and I was talking about inner peace, and I go, you know, for me, it didn't really matter about inner peace because a few years ago, not so long ago, you know, within the past 9 or 10 years, that's a lot to some people and nothing to others. The only thing I really, really wanted to do was to grow and succeed in business and make a difference that way. Which and inner peace, I said I'll get that when I learn how to get really ahead. So I said, as soon as I get ahead, do all the financial things, all the things with my daughter, then I'll worry about getting inner peace. But you know what? When you go through your darkest night or your toughest times, that's when you're like, man, peace is pretty important. Really wish I had it.
Yeah, peace is everything. If you don't have the internal peace within you, right? You're not going to be able. You're not as well equipped to handle what's going on externally around you. And we always think about, okay, inner peace, whatever, you know. But it really is everything. It really is everything. And, you know, and how we can get there is just by silencing the little, you know, I think we have a client of ours that always constantly hears the little chattering that's in the head, right? And, you know, and how do you silence that? And there's a really good analogy about how to do that. Do you remember the movie A Beautiful Mind?
Oh, great movie, wasn't it? Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Okay, now he was diagnosed with schizophrenia. But the analogy of his life is really beautiful. It is discovering the inner peace because, you know, as the movie goes, you know, he's hearing voices in his head, right? And he's actually seeing them, right? And we may not be seeing these voices, but we definitely hear them just like he heard and saw the voices, right? They appeared to him as the man and the little girl, right, in the movie.
Right.
And they were constantly telling him who he was and what he was supposed to do, right? They were feeding him little fearful thoughts about, you know, conspiracies and all those different things, right? And when he listened to it, his life went bad, and he ended up having to go to the hospital, and they put him on medication. And, you know, the voices went away, but he realized he wasn't being his authentic self because the medication was just suppressing the voice or the people that he was seeing, right? So he decided to take control of it. He said, only with my awareness, I cannot fight the voices and the people that I'm seeing here. I have to confront them. I have to bring awareness to this. This is the only way that I will find peace because he didn't want to lose his wife, you know, and he wanted to really get control of his life back. So he went off the medication, and every time the man and the little girl came around or he heard the voices in his head, he acknowledged them that they were there, but he knew that they were not speaking truth. He realized that they were just figments of his imagination. What they were saying to him was not reality. And so he chose to ignore it. And as he started to ignore them, they stopped talking to him. And he started to see them fewer and fewer, right? Towards the end of the movie, they would only appear every so often, but they just stopped talking because they realized he was ignoring them. So they just stopped talking. But they would come around every so often, but they didn't control his life anymore. And he was able to find his authentic self again because he found his inner peace. So that analogy is the same as what we need to do within ourselves, is to quiet the voices in our heads that are telling us You know, we think of it as the voice of knowledge, right? Because it's speaking a familiar language to us. It's telling us, oh, don't do that because you're not good enough. You know, this person thinks bad about you. It's just gossip and nonsense and chitter chatter that's going on in your head. But because it's so familiar, we tend to want to believe it. And because we believe it, then we start to make decisions that go against everything that we believe about ourselves. You know, it happens those times when we say yes when we really want to say no, or the reverse, when we want to say no but we really meant yes, right? Or we don't go after our dreams because of fear that we acquired based upon our
confidence. That's a big one.
Or when we break up with someone when we really do love them, because we do it out of fear, because of the chitter chatter that's going on in our heads. Or, you know, it happens in so many different ways, but it's not truth. It's not truth. We think it's truth because it sounds so familiar, right? And how you remove the power is just by ignoring it. You know, you can listen to it, but if it's not speaking truth to you, then you don't have to believe it. Do not believe it. And that is the only key here. Just don't believe. Do not believe what that voice is telling you.
You know, that is true too, Corrine. And I want to ask you a question, because I know when we were talking about inner peace, you told me, you go, your whole quest since you were a little girl was about finding inner peace. And I want to ask you a couple questions about that. And I told you my whole deal since I, you know, was a little girl was just like feeling safe, you know, not dealing with stuff, because if I ever dealt with it, I would fall apart, I felt, because I was always taking care of my mom and then my daughter. So if you're having inner peace, okay, if your quest has been for inner peace, how did you find that? Because you are like one of the most peaceful people. I swear you are.
Oh my goodness. I don't know about that. I don't know, because we all have our days. I don't know about, well, thank you. Thank you. But I don't know, because every day is a challenge to conquer it. The reason why it has been, you know, my lifelong quest is because it was out of desperation. It really was. Because you go through your life with so many challenging experiences and so many painful, traumatic experiences, right? Like we all do, right? And so what do you do with that? You have two choices here, right? You realize, but for me personally, I realized that the pain that I was feeling inside, I was the only one responsible for that. I was the only one in control of that. No one else. I went through those experiences, but if I carried that pain with me, or I carried those false beliefs with me, then it's on me. No one else is doing that to me, because that situation has been done and long gone, right? So if I'm still carrying that around, I'm the only one that is doing it to myself. And so it was only out of desperation that I said, okay, how can I make peace with these situations, or how can I make peace with this pain? How can I make peace with these false beliefs? And I really would just, it was literally out of desperation. I processed everything. I thought about things 1,000 times over. And I really had to keep on thinking about it until I was able to come to a conclusion that would finally reveal to me my absolute truth. And only then was I able to find peace in every single situation. But it wasn't like, I don't want the people out there, or for you, Doreen, to think that I'm like this, like, I'm the, you know, the epitome of the living Buddha here. And there's no way like that. No way. It was not like that. I wasn't born with this, like, my lifelong quest is to find inner peace. No, it wasn't like that. Trust me.
Corrine, I have to tell you something, though. This is so funny, because sometimes I listen to you and you're like so like calm, and I go, she never says bad words. I'm always saying bad words. She never cusses or anything, you know? And so I was like, I know. But then I realized something, okay? This is really cool. There is nothing like releasing a lot of stuff to have some inner peace. And if somebody is, you and I were chatting about that today, quieting your own thoughts is tough. But when you quiet your own thoughts, because of the experience we have today with someone, and they quieted their own thoughts, and they realized how worthy they are, a really good friend to you and I both, and they realize how good they are and how worthy they are of love and self-respect. And for years, I think this person, you know who I'm talking about, because we won't say any names, this person had thought it was okay for someone to treat her and put her down and never to speak her up or speak her truth. And so she had the opportunity to do that today. And you know what? She told us that it felt great, you know, to say, because she knew she had processed, like you're talking about, those inner voices in her own thoughts about our inner thoughts or, you know, negativity. And then she was able to say, hey, you know what? That's not right for you to put me down for what I do or who I am, because we're all teachers and healers. We do it just with different ways. Do you remember that?
Right. And that is another form of, you know, we're talking about right now about quieting the false beliefs. The inner peace that you're talking about is, and it's equally important, is about when someone crosses your boundaries, right? And many times when people do that, it's so hard for us to even have boundaries, right? Because we want to be so helpful and so accepting and so compassionate, right? And as we should be. But when boundaries are crossed, and that's when you dishonor your own truth by not speaking out. And you can do it compassionately, and you can do it with love, as you should do, you know, but when that happens and we tend to, like, overlook things and we don't say anything, we don't speak our truth, we don't speak up, we don't, you know, address someone that has hurt us, you know, coming from love and compassion, of course, we are actually partnering up with the disruption of our own inner peace. And so by then speaking out, speaking your truth to someone and confronting them, you are actually adding to your inner peace. And so, yes, this person, I think, did a wonderful job of doing that. And she felt so much freer after that, so much peace after that, because before she did that, and I know a lot of people can relate to this, before she did that, she was feeling so much turmoil, you know, conflicted between the, okay, my boundaries were just crossed, and what was said was really hurtful, yet I'm not sure if I should say something because I don't want to hurt someone else, and I don't, you know. But the truth is, you need to speak your truth, and you need to do that so that you can have inner peace. And she absolutely got that.
Yeah, that's true. And that was cool. But you know what? To find that, like you're talking about, to find that peace is first finding it in yourself. So if you're having the negative thoughts, I'm not good enough, he doesn't love me, or she doesn't love me, why don't they love me, or any of that kind of crazy stuff, I'm not worth enough, I need to make more money, but, you know, all the stuff that we talk about, those negative thoughts, and some of them, they seem so true, right? Because you need to change jobs, or you need to not do what you're passionate about because you need to make more money, right? Mm-hmm. And they seem so true. So to get to the point where you can, where you don't feel like your space is violated or your boundaries crossed, you really got to find out who you really are. You know what I mean? And that right there is super, super important. And I think that's what, you know, we're doing, and we have a lot of clients that are doing the same thing too, as well. Right. Some of our best folks, you know. So it's pretty cool.
And the way that you can figure that out is when that little voice is talking to you, don't do this, or you're this, or whatever that is, right? Be like the man that was in a beautiful mind. You know, how he healed himself was, he was aware of that voice. He didn't fight it, right? He just listened and then realized, this is not reality, okay? So I'm just going to ignore it. And we should do the same. So anytime you're hearing that voice in your head, the little chitter chatter that's telling you all these little crazy things, just listen, you know. It's not to ignore it and shut yourself off, because whenever those voices are speaking or someone else is speaking to you, always listen with an open heart, an open mind, okay? So when you're hearing the voice in your head with an open heart and an open mind, listen to that and go, is this my truth? And how you will know if it is truth or not is how it will feel to you. Truth has no language. It just comes with a feeling. Our integrity, our spirit, our truth has no language. But we feel it when it resonates within us. And most of the time, the little chit-chatter going on inside of our heads does not resonate with us, right? But we just can't tell the difference because we're, like, so used to it. But just go right back to your heart again and go, how does this feel to me? Is this my truth? And if it's not, then just ignore it. And sooner or later, as you start to practice doing this, the voice in your head will no longer have power over you, and it'll become quieter and quieter until it just suddenly stops talking. And then it's like when the buzzing stops, you're like,
that's a great feeling. That's a great analogy. You know, I remember this. My father taught me this, Corrine. He's one of the best men, minds on the planet, you know, and he and I've had our challenges, but I've always wanted to, and I've always owned my own business and everything like that, because both of my folks were entrepreneurs and really successful. So you know, they're a hard act to follow. Then I just realized I got to do my own thing, you know. But my dad taught me a lesson when I was, I guess, I just had finished college. And he said, Tyree, I go, Dad, what is it? How do you become a great leader in your business? And he goes, Tyree, you have to find the peace within yourself. And I go, well, I go, I'm running my business. I've got to defend this person. I've got to defend the situation. And I said, I need to fight. He goes, even when you have to fight and debate and do what you need to do and discuss something, argue a point, he goes, you have to find the peace within yourself. He goes, that doesn't mean you have to have the turmoil. So you calm the turmoil down. And when you do that, find inner peace, you can become a great leader. It's one of the qualities, he told me. And he's right. Wow. You know, so, interesting.
Your father is a wise man. There's so many little tidbits I love that your father says. That's amazing.
I know.
Wonderful.
Yeah, he's and both my parents were like that, though. But I never forgot that, you know. So even now, you know, when I have, like, conflict going on in my head and don't have the inner peace, I go, okay, let me give myself time to calm down, and then I can address it, you know, too, as well. So find peace.
Right. And stop the chatter. And you know, meditation is really great. I know that works for you, too. And that kind of, you know, why meditation is so important is that it kind of neutralizes the voices in your head. Did my microphone cut out there?
No, there's a little bit of a background noise, I think. I'm not sure if the audience can hear it, but we'll get it straightened out. Yeah, but your mic was fine.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. Yeah, so the analogy about, you know, quieting down the mind, right, until it no longer talks, there's a really great, do you remember the book, The Iliad? By Homer?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, there's a part in that book where they say, you know, the gods are speaking. They say, you know, we, the gods, will live as long as the humans believe in us. The day the humans no longer believe in us, all the gods will disappear. And it's just so beautiful because, wow, you know, centuries ago, you know, the Greek gods were worshipped by hundreds of people, you know, and today, they're seen upon, you know, generally as legends, you know. So when we don't believe in the lies disappear, and the truth becomes obvious. Even if in your head and you know what the truth is, even if you don't believe in the truth, it will still exist. It will still exist. But the lies will fall away when you don't believe them. They lose power.
That's true. Very true. Because I know... the Constitution of the United States has been here for centuries, and it's never changed, okay? But Wacko from Waco, remember the guy, or, you know, or the people that are saying garbage stuff, it goes away. But this Constitution has always been here. It never changes.
Yes. Right. The truth survives skepticism, that's why. But lies only survive if we believe in them. The truth is still the truth, whether or not we believe in them or not, and that's the beauty of it.
That's very, very, very true. I think we got a couple callers, Corinne. Do you want to take them?
Sure. I think there's something wrong with my connection, but let's take them.
I'm hearing the background noise as well, so maybe we can ask them to fix it. I just sent them our producer a little note there. Hopefully you'll hear it. And I think it's okay. Can you hear me now? Does it sound better?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Okay.
You got all you guys that are listening, sometimes, you know, you have little glitches and you just roll with it and get it done. So, all right, anyway. And our producer, he's amazing. He says he just found it. As you can hear, we sound a lot better. So, anyway.
Okay, so, thank you, Seth. Thank Wonderful. Okay, so we've got Carrie from Key Largo.
I think it's Kim, actually, but I may be wrong. Kim from Key Largo.
Hey, girl.
Hey, Kim.
How are you tonight?
Oh, it's Kim.
Yeah, it's Kim.
Hi. Hey, I can't hear any static on my end. You guys both sound clear.
Oh, wonderful.
Good. Okay, good.
Yeah. Inner peace, it's incredibly hard to find when you're struggling. And sometimes you just want to kick those voices out of your head.
Right.
Yeah, you're right.
Otherwise, they'll eat you alive.
Yes, I know. And so, but the key is, how do you handle it? Because I know you've grown so much, and you've learned how to kind of figure out what is true and not true.
Yeah, for some reason I'm actually calm tonight. I don't know why, but I am. I'm not all crazed. How I handle it? Exercise. That's the only way.
So funny. Kim, you are so funny. I'm not crazed tonight. I'm calm.
Well, you said a million things going through, but yeah, any kind of, you know, just releasing those endorphins helps me.
Mm. And have you noticed that by exercising, the voices get quieter? You don't hear them so strongly in your head.
I mean, it's not voices; it's the thoughts. And I don't know if there's a difference between the two or not.
Oh no, it's the same. It's the same. I should be saying thoughts. I don't want to say voices, like,
okay,
you know.
Yeah,
you know.
I'm thinking of, like, little people talking to me in my head.
Thoughts.
I got to tell you this, Kim and Corrine, you guys got to hear this. There will be people that are listening to this. I know if I didn't know about Inner Peace, scratching their head like the Tin Man. I hear voices. Does that mean I'm schizophrenic?
I know. I'm sorry. I didn't. We're going to use the word thoughts from now on. Thoughts.
Thoughts. There you go.
So, yeah, when you release those endorphins through, you know, physical exercise, you know, raising your metabolic rate, the thoughts, I don't want to say they disappear, but they almost dissipate.
Do you hear a noise?
Yeah,
yes, it's my,
it sounds like a dog
barking. I apologize.
Barking.
Yes, my dog moving her bowl, it sounds like the apocalypse, okay? That means she's
I was going to say, all of those voices in my head going,
So, anyway, I apologize about that, you guys. You know, but at least, you know, people that love dogs. I'm going to stop her, so, Corrine, I'll be right back.
Okay. So, Kim, when you have those thoughts in your head, you know, how do you deal with it? Do you tell yourself, do you ask yourself, okay, is what I'm thinking right now the truth?
Always, yeah. Okay. I ask for some type of guidance. I ask for, you know, show me the right way. Show me a symbol. Show me a sign that what's going on in my thoughts is not correct.
Good.
Yeah, usually I ask for a sign.
Right. Now, when you've got these thoughts going on in your head, do you ask yourself how it feels to you, and does it feel different than how, you know, it's presenting itself in your mind?
It feels, you feel almost trapped.
Mm.
Wow. It's like being locked in a rabbit hole for her, I bet you. Right, Kim?
Yeah,
it's like a rabbit hole. You can't pull yourself out.
Right. You know, and sometimes you have to get so far in that rabbit hole before anything changes.
Hmm.
Right.
I know you've been in that rabbit hole for months before. You know, I mean, it's not that you weren't working, and you were working and doing what you needed to do. What was something that pulled you out for anybody that's listening, Kim, that you did? Was it a specific thing, or was it a lot of things? Or what was something that you...
It's just believing in the universe and believing that things are meant, are happening for a reason, and it's meant to be the way it is.
Okay.
And, at first I thought that was just a bunch of hocus pocus, but not anymore.
Wow.
Wow.
What a gift there. Let me ask you a question, and this is really, really important. Little things that you did, like I know that there was times that you would be so troubled down in the dumps, you know, in the rabbit hole, so to speak, and you would listen to a song, or you would get a feather, or you would ask for some sort of sign to be given to you.
I would ask for signs. I would ask for feathers because I know those are the angels' way of showing me anyway that they're listening, they're protecting me, and they're not going to let anything that I can't handle happen to me.
So that was one way that you started learning to quiet the inner your negative thoughts,
right.
Your negativity.
And the other way was just to let it go, which is the hardest way, I think, or the hardest thing to do.
You know, that's so true, but I have a friend of mine that told me, he says, as long as you hang on to a thought, he goes, it is still in your vibration. So if you want perfect health, you've got to acknowledge that you don't have perfect. You don't have to acknowledge that you don't have perfect health. You just have to say, I have perfect health. Because when you say, one day I'm going to have perfect health, or I'm going to have more money, then you're still saying that you don't have it. And I was like, that resonated with me so clear. You know, so yeah. So your thoughts are super important with that too, as well. So great. And did you do any kind of meditation? Can you recommend a meditation that you do or something
I
for
do.
Anybody that's
I,
listening?
Well, My favorite is the Wayne Dyer, but it's so long that I only get like 20 minutes into it and I fall asleep. But it is my favorite one. It's the one that's, you know, an hour long or whatever. That's really the only one that I do. I know he's got one that's a short one in the morning and then a short one before bed. Every once in a while, I'll do it.
Okay. Okay. And I know that the one that you do, the meditation of the Tao, he says one verse in there, he goes, there's no road to happiness, there's only happiness. You remember that one, Kim?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, his affirmations are incredible.
Yeah, so those have helped you, because I know I've talked to you before after you've listened to it and it really boosts you up. So yeah, looking for signs are one way that you've found inner peace. You know, and it might not be overnight, because I think people say, okay, I want to get to 10, which is inner peace, and I'm starting out here at 1 or negative 1. So it takes time to jump from 1 to 10, and you don't jump, you just go step by step, right? So,
right.
Okay. Wow, that's good. And so it's like the Beautiful Mind guy. He did it step by step. So that's kind of what you do.
Exactly.
I guess it's like a work in progress. So.
And it works.
Anyway, there you go. Well, you are so. I told Corrine, you have grown so much, because I remember when, and now where you're at now. So listen, let me ask you a question. How are you feeling about your love life?
Well, I meet my little friend, my Toronto friend, in a week, and he's been in touch with me via email every day this week. So, just kind of wondering, you know, what's gonna happen.
Do you feel like it's love, or it could be love, or it could be deep like, or it could be just a lot of fun? What do you want to happen?
I'm very intrigued by this man, and I don't know if he just has. I don't want to say he's got a. He's just different. I can't explain it, because he's a writer, and he's got that gift where I don't. So he writes just beautiful things to me.
I know you've said some things that he's written before. So
Well, go with the flow, Kim, and just enjoy it. Part of enjoy the dating process. This whole the beginning stages of a relationship when it develops. There's a lot of great gifts here, so don't skip past them. Just kind of go with the flow, and take what comes when it comes, And don't skip too many steps ahead. Don't overthink. Just kind of just enjoy it, because there's a lot of great stuff happening here. Just in this like courting stage, you know what I mean? This is the part where you're building the friendship, you're building that partnership, you're getting to know each other, Instead of skipping fast forward ahead into now we're together. You know what I mean? There's a lot of good stuff here in this beginning stage.
I'm really hoping that there's an attraction between the two of us.
Aw, that's always hard, isn't it? Meeting the first time, and it's exciting, but then you're like, oh my gosh, I hope it's not a big old letdown. I think you guys are going to be attracted to each other. But then, I feel like you have an opportunity here. And just go with the flow. Yeah, I do. And go with the flow on that. That's pretty important. But also, trust your intuition. I think that you've gotten messages before. And I know for me, it's the hardest thing is just to go with the flow and just to relax. Because, I'm in my head a lot. And I know, but all of us are, So just learn to go with the flow on this one. Once again, you get a chance to practice that. Corrine told me something today. She said, she goes, you know what? Just get out of your head. You think way too much. I go, you're right. I do. I just think way too much. See, I'm more than just another pretty face. Okay. Anyway, Kim, you have to let us know. I know you're going through a lot of change now with your job and
yeah, nothing's changed. Everything is still the same.
I gotcha. The other thing too, I feel is when you start really, really tapping into different thoughts and really controlling what you think and living your life on purpose, then you start attracting better things in to you, like the guy, the stuff that's going on with you with your, I know you're modeling now and getting some work there.
I've gotten some calls, but no actual work, not yet.
Well, sure. I tell you, I feel that's coming for you. And I know, too, that you work a full-time job, so sometimes it's a bit hard to get there. So it'll get easier for you, I think, in the summer with that, too, as well. That's what it feels like on an energy level. Anyway, do you have any other questions?
I don't think so. Mainly just meeting Daniel on Sunday.
Oh, there you go. So, great. Well, I think it's going to be good. Corinne and I both felt that. So, you'll have to let us know. So, yeah, I think you're big. Your biggest challenge will be, when am I going to see him again? Okay, because I know he lives
in a different...
Yeah, but hey, when you like him and you want to see him again, and he likes you and you want to see each other again, that's the best part too. So there you go. Right. Just take a little plan.
And I've learned that you can't really ask, Kara, when am I going to see you again? If it's meant to be, it will just happen.
There you go. Right. And it feels like you guys will figure something out or be in the process of figuring things out. You should, you know, should you like each other and work through all that stuff. So it'll be good. Anyway, good luck. And thank you for sharing things that people can do that are listening. I really appreciate that, because I know you've went quite a journey. But it's got you to meet you're getting ready to meet a great guy and doing some new things with your career. So it's all good. Take care, okay?
I'll talk to you real soon.
Okay, bye, Kim.
Okay, bye.
You know, Corinne, I forgot to talk because we got another caller we got to pull on. But I forgot that signs are really important. I'll never forget her when she would go. She would call me, and I go, Kim. She goes. I'm better now. I got a sign, and it would just pull her out of the rabbit hole. You know, with her thoughts a little bit too. And sometimes it's just my mom used to say that's a cinch by the inch, hard by the yard. So you take a little bit at a time. You know what I mean?
Right,
so.
Right. I know. That's a signs are a wonderful tool. Wonderful tool. And what she said was so wonderful, because she said when she asked for the sign and she got it, it helped that the thoughts to subside, because it gave her so much peace. It gave her so much peace. It kind of just voided out all of those thoughts, you know, because the thoughts were all fear based. And so she said, angels, send me a sign to you know, show me my truth. And when she got the sign, she no longer listened to those thoughts anymore. That's wonderful. Wonderful.
You know, Karina, she would call me or something. She goes, I found this. I go, to that place all the time. I never see that there. How does she do that? So it was her and the angels working together, you know. So pretty cool. I think we've got another caller, two callers, actually. So we've got Teresa, I think, online too. Teresa from New Jersey. We were just talking about her today. So it's good to see hear from her. Teresa.
Hi, Teresa. Teresa?
Well,
yes, I'm right here.
Oh, hi.
Corinne and I got to share something with you. I told her today, and Corinne agreed with me. She and I were chatting. We both thought that you were going to call in tonight, and I go, it's a Teresa time. We haven't heard from her in a while. And Corinne and I both said, you know what? I bet she's going to call in tonight. And look, here you are calling in. So, hey, welcome back. We've missed you. So, how's life treating you in New Jersey?
Life has been treating me really well. I've been working a lot. I've been making more and more cake pops and doing my taxes. And I've even been helping out some ladies realign their money. That's for charity, though. I've just been helping women, you know, look at their portfolios and put their lives back in order financially. So I've been very, very blessed with that, and I feel totally re-energized by just, you know, helping them look at, you know what, even $2 could turn into $100 if we just work it correctly.
There you go.
And I've been spreading your word of just, you know, having a positive attitude and looking at the good and always waking up every morning. And the first thing we do is move around, because that just makes the energy flow. And I give you guys credit all the time. They always wonder, who is this Tari and who is this Corinne? And I'm like, these are two awesome ladies that helped me get back on, you know, back on my track or out of my rabbit hole, as I have been in it for a while before.
Well,
not now. I'm out.
Well, I have to share this with you. When you said I'm using your words. Now they're yours, Teresa. Those are that's your thoughts, your words.
Right.
So that's some cool stuff that's going on for you there, girl. So and you, it sounds like you're living more prosperity is flowing to you, and you're doing a lot for charity, and you're doing a lot for yourself and your kids. That's cool. So what's your question, girl?
My question was, a special day is coming up, and I'm wondering if there's anything.
She's a Pisces.
That's right. And I'm wondering what more could be installed in my future, because it feels like
Is it March 7th? I can't remember. March 7th? Is that right?
No, it's 5th. I'm a 5.
Okay, so you're a little 5.
The 7
okay.
is my lucky number. 7 is my spiritual number. I got that sign around Christmas time. I wanted to call you ladies, but I've been busy. But 7 is my spiritual number, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You ask if there's some special stuff going on for your birthday with you and your children, with you
with
and your
anything.
Husband?
Doesn't matter. Everything's good.
Okay, good. Corinne, I'm going to say this, and then you're creating a lot of things that are going to happen on your birthday and after your birthday. Because one of the things that you, when you opened this call and with your comments, it was all super positive and the energy was high. And we're all like this, by the way. So there's been times when Corinne and I've picked up your call and it's like this person did this and this negative person, and, you know, we all have a husband and who is the Antichrist sometimes, and our wives who are the Antichrist, okay? You know, or girlfriends or boyfriends, doesn't really matter. But you have really, really came on this call tonight and changed that. I mean, it's like, it's all positive. I'm moving, and I'm happy, and I'm creating. So that creation is going to flow over on to your birthday. And was your birthday a special day? It feels like it. It feels like I see something with your family. You and your husband are doing better, right?
Yeah, I've been working from my heart. I mean, I practiced it before when we talked about it many times on the calls and stuff like that, but now I'm actually implementing and doing it. It's a challenge. There are times, but I must say that I really do work more from my heart. I listen to my heart more than I have my head or logic.
Well, there you go. That's Corinne. Corinne is always good about that. We teach that too. So, isn't she wonderful? Don't use your head. She goes, think with your heart. And I'm like, yeah. So, anyways, what do you feel, Corinne? How about her birthday? She's a Pisces baby.
Is the question, is something special going to happen, or is that the question?
What's in my horizon? How's that?
Okay. You know. I see. Something with your husband, and I don't know if you want to believe this or not, but I feel him doing something for you, showing, it's like something he's giving to you. I don't know, a present, you know, maybe, or something, or a dinner, but there's some kind of, obviously, I mean, people out there are probably like, obviously, she's her husband.
I miss you, ladies,
yes,
so much. You have no idea.
I know. And her husband, that's all new, okay? You know what I'm saying? Guys,
really,
like, giving each other
oozies. I know. So for those of you out there, you know, but you come a long way. So I actually feel something, some kind of an action taking place on his end. Okay, because I see something coming, energy coming from him to you. So there's some kind of an action taking place here. Okay. Also, your kids are going to be making you something for your birthday. Some kind of a...
Are you kidding? They're always making me. So ever since we've been making cake pops together, and we've been and they've been giving them to the kids at the local hospital. I make them do that. Well, not make them. I shouldn't say that. We go down to the hospital and we give them to some children, and you know they've been loving it. They just love the way the kids, you know, are happy to get something, and they've been more grateful for the toys or the things that they have now, which I'm so appreciative of. I'm like, I love the fact that, you know, that's no more like, oh, can I have a Barbie? It's more like, mommy, can we make something for someone else? And I'm loving
that's
that.
Really nice. That's nice.
I'm loving
that.
Yeah,
Your family and your husband, I agree with Corinne, and we just, you know, talking about it, you're going to have a wonderful birthday, but that birthday stuff is spilling all over the month, okay? So
that's what I wanted to hear. Thank you, ladies.
Uh-huh. All right. Hey, join us again on the Tuesday night call. We'd love to hear from you.
I've been trying
to.
Tuesday nights is the night that I do the taxes, and I work for that women's group where I'm helping women put their financial portfolios back together. Yeah, and I just didn't realize just how many people just never put an active role in their finances. They always let the other person or the another party do it for them. And I'm so inspired to continue helping people, even then, just, you know, get their lives on track by themselves. Just giving them some tools and allowing them to think for themselves and to make decisions on, you know, it's great to have a partner. It's great to have a community of people helping you, but there's such a beautiful self-sufficiency that you get
or reward that you get when you do it on your own. And I must say, you ladies gave that back to me.
Oh, I think you gave that to yourself, Teresa.
You guys helped. How's that? How about you were my assistants. Yeah. You were my two shovelers out of my rabbit hole. How's that? Your spirituality and your positive thoughts. So you get kudos.
We're with the shovels. We're there trying to dig it out.
That's right. You know, you guys got to, I'm giving kudos one. Where they belong. You and Tari have been amazing spiritual women, you know, individuals, not even women.
Aww,
individuals.
Thank you.
You help
thank
both
you,
men
thank
and
thank
women.
You. Well, you're an amazing lady, too, by the way. And hold on, Crean. I was going to ask you a question. If a woman or a man wanted to do things on their own financially, what's a first thing, what's a first thought that they have to empower them to do that?
To simply just look at what you have. And let's say you have a dollar. Look at that dollar. See where you could put it into a savings account or whatever. And then slowly, keep putting the dollar in, and by the end of the year, you'll have $365. One
you
little
are
step,
the
$1
best. Just $1 in a savings account. Okay, cool.
Yes, $1 in a savings account. And then once you know what you like, let's just say you notice you buy a lot of Scott's towels or Charmin's, your brand of choice. When you have enough money, $1,000, look at what the stock market says. Can I buy that stock? Yes, and put it in there. And when the dividends come out, don't take the dividends out. Reinvest it slowly but surely. That and money will grow. It'll grow without you doing anything but living your life.
Oh, my gosh. I love you. You're the best. Thank you so much. Okay.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no. I was just going to say something coming up in March that is something to do with mothers. I don't know what that is, but something that you're going to be involved in with like a group of mothers. I don't know.
My Indulgent Ends line, I've been trying to get that opened up with the cookie, with my cupcakes. I'm having some moms interested in maybe opening up a little boutique.
Their
thing on that side. There's my indulgence for shoes. My indulgence for chocolate is still there. It's just turned into cake pops, but my chocolate is still there. And when Corinne and you are ready, and when Cherie's marriage comes up, I'm making the cake pops for free. It's my gift to you.
There you go. Thank you. I got the cake pops and the husband.
Thank you.
You got the cake pops and the husband. We're going to decorate the cake pops in whatever color you want. You want it to be in purple icing? We can put purple icing on it. Don't worry about it. We'll make it so unique and so special, we won't even... They'll be like, can we eat this or should we just frame it?
Aw, thank you, Teresa. That's wonderful.
For my bachelorette party with the male strippers, we'll just have cake.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding? We're gonna make some really cute upside down cupcakes with some like heart sprinkles in it. Don't worry about that. Are you kidding? We'll have some very very nice looking little play toys in the middle of the cake. Don't worry about it.
Oh, I like that. Okay, cool. So anyway, have a wonderful night. Okay.
Bye. Oh, and I miss you, ladies. Thank you.
Thanks, Teresa.
Bye bye.
Oh, that's good. Saving money is always good. My dad always told me, spend all you can, save all you can. This is my grandpa and my dad together. So like, but I think we got Peter, don't we? Peter?
We do. We've got Peter. Hi, Peter.
Listen, Corinne, you don't even have your picture on LinkedIn. What is wrong with you? Your picture is not on LinkedIn.
Thanks for asking, Peter. We're having a lovely day. How about you?
Yes. I know. I told you, I owe a picture to BBS Radio, too, as well as all of the other online networks. I'll get to it. I promise you guys. I promise. I'll get a picture up.
Peter, it's wonderful to hear from you, and I know that you've been waiting for the spaceships. We're not going to even bring that up until Scotty beams you out. But talk to us about you. What's going on with you?
Well, I've been in Houston for a week, and then this week I've met all kinds of great people, and they referred me to this place I need to go, and then they suggested me to go here, and it's just a great week here. I'm staying with this couple here, and she thinks I'm like the guy and the bishop's wife, that guy who comes into the house and fixes things. But Houston is full of great, nice people, And I'm just having a wonderful time. I had my pedicure and manicure done today. I recommend it for all men.
Oh, yes, exactly. And let me tell you something. When a guy, when a guy's hands or nails looks better than a woman's, you're in trouble. But hey, it's good. You need to do that. And I know that you're getting started with you're doing some coaching, spiritual coaching there, I believe. Yes, you're starting your business. Okay. So how's that working? Grounding, are you guys finding a rhythm to work with each other?
Uh-huh. What else do you all see here? Am I supposed to meet the person of the female persuasion here or something?
Okay. Well, that's the reason for the Manny and the Petty. Okay. So it's all good.
Well,
right,
Kareem? I don't know.
Peter, I got to tell you something right now. This is what I really feel. You're doing that now, as soon as you get a rhythm in your business, your new business, then the woman's going to come, because the woman and the career, or love and career, or love and passion, or career, whatever you want to say, a passion for what you do, are the same coin. They're just different sides. So what you're doing what you're doing is you're working on getting your niche, working your business, creating prosperity for you in your career, and then the love will come. Because you told me the other day, I think it was you, you said that, women, you take a woman out, you want to make sure that you can take her out, right, and feel good about it. I mean, I know you've got money coming
in. Right.
Okay. So that's what you've chosen for yourself. And so that's what's going to happen. As you create more income, more prosperity, more love for what you do, then the love from your heart to attract a woman is coming as well. That's what I feel.
Well, I hope she's rich, because women have lots of money these days. In Houston, women have a lot of money. Oh, my God. You ought to see what the stores are just buying. There's no recession here. There is no recession.
Why don't you just be a J.R. Hewing and have lots of money, too? There you go. How about that?
I'm telling you. But anyway, I like it here, and I was listening to not the last woman, I think the one before that. She was really excited about this guy who she was waiting for, or that she was wishing he'd call. And I think she's really in love with him. I think not this past one, but the one before that.
I think she's truly in love with him.
And he's going to feel that, I think.
Oh, you may have met Kim, Peter, but I'm not sure. Maybe not. Well, thank you. I hope she's listening and hears you. If not, Corinne and I will be talking to her next week, so we'll let her know. So thank you for the insight on that. Work your business. Be strong with it. Have a daily plan of action
I will.
Okay? All right? That's really important.
Hey, ladies. Nice talking to y'all.
Y'all.
Corinne, I want to see a photo.
Bye, Peter.
Don't even come back up on the radio next week. Don't do it without a picture. That, or we think you're a computer thing, and you're not a real person.
I'm not a real person. I'm
just
the voice that's in your
head,
Peter.
And says the right thing all the time. But
she's one of the good thoughts, right, Corinne?
Yeah, one of the good voices.
That's good.
All right,
Peter,
ladies, have a good night.
You're the best, okay?
All right,
Take care.
Peter. Bye.
Bye-bye. He's funny. I'm so glad he went to Houston. I think that you actually told him that he was going to Houston, if I'm not mistaken, in one of our earlier readings with him. Do you remember that, Corinne?
Probably. You know my memory. But yes, I do recall him. Yes, I got the energy right now. Yeah, that he was going to be moving. He was going to be moving out of state. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, you actually told him that. So I remember that very well. So here he is. In Texas, and getting he found, it's funny because Peter has found his when he follows his heart like we all do and listens to comes from the heart instead of the mind, he's found a place and the situation and also a career that is going to really serve him, and he can serve people that way. So it's kind of cool,
wonderful. And he found inner peace by doing just that, following his truth and not the little thoughts in his head. And with courage, he did it. And that's wonderful. Wonderful.
Yeah. It takes some time to do that, but, I know you and I have talked about this. Whenever you're not doing what you love and you're doing what you have to do, okay, and I'm not saying that's a wrong thing, but if you've been shown something, for example you were at another, you were in a career and you're really successful, and for you to leave that career and to do metaphysical work and to you and I are angel coaches, That took guts to do that and to follow that inner voice, because there was a lot of negativity. I'm going to say negativity, but negative thoughts like we talk about, or thoughts of you need to do the right thing and do this, this, and this. How did you overcome that? You know, because you're doing your passion.
I know. I fought it for a long time. What I recall is, and it's so important, is that I heard the thoughts in my head, which was the, you went to school for this career. You've been in this career for so long. You worked so hard to get where you are. You're successful in it. You're good at it. You know, what are you thinking of leaving this career behind? You're going to start all over again, you know, all that, right? But then there was another thought that is what, like, you know, Oprah calls the whisper. And it was also another voice in my head, or a thought, right, that was saying, you need to follow your life purpose. You need to follow your passion. This is what is in your heart. And you know you can do this, you know, and you know that you should do this. And it felt so different. It felt so different, but it sounded exactly the same. You know, the thought, you know, it was just another voice in my head, you know. But the feeling around it was like, it's just like what we mentioned before, which is our integrity, our spirit, our truth. We know how that feels. We know how that feels. So even right. though there's all these thoughts in your head, the feeling, I didn't feel anything with the little thoughts that were saying, what are you thinking about leaving this career? You work so hard at it, all that, you know. I felt nothing from that except for fear, you know. And that vibration was really low, but it just was like ongoing and so loud and so familiar in my head, you know, that. But whenever I would hear that whisper, I heard it just the same way, but I felt it so differently. And, you know, I asked for signs, you know, from God and from the angels. I said, you know, if I am meant to leave this career, you know, please give me a sign. And each and every time they would give me a sign, but then I would fight it. And I would say, well, no, I'm just going to stick it out. You know, but the universe will keep kicking you, like what Oprah says, right? Keep sending you the whispers until you get a brick in the head that finally wakes you up. And that's what I got, was the point of like, okay, I need to follow my passion. And what, you know, for me, I fought it for so long that it became physically ailing for me to do what I was doing, because it no longer was in line with what my truth was. And that was the turning point for me, was when I started to get physically sick. I said, okay, I need to wake up to this.
Here you are now. So that's good.
I know. And here I am now.
We're almost out of time. So next week we've got a really special show. I'm super excited about doing it. So anybody that's listening, or everyone that's listening, please listen in next week. Corinne and I are going to have a special speaker on that's just amazing. So we'll share that with you guys next week. And if you're on our email list, you'll get emails about it as well. And anyway, if you want a reading with us, because we do different types of readings, and most of all, they're fun, they're informative, and they will help you tremendously in every area of your life, go to angelcoaches.com. And we have classes and workshops going on, and we have a free call on Tuesday night at 9:30 East Coast time. It's a manifesting call that shows you how to have prosperity in love, career, life choices, anything that you're looking to do. Anyway, take care, everybody. Have a good night.
Good night.